So Re'i, if Va'era begin with Makos, particularly Dam and Tzvardeya, and these are deeply connected, obviously they both surround the Yaor. But what's really fascinating about this Aliyah is that Paro is very much the main character. Paro, of course, starts out the entire process of the Makos with Lo Yadati Es Hashem, V'gam Es Yisrael Lo Ashaleach, and Re'i concludes, L'man Teda, just so that you would know, the Mataya Atir Lecha, right? It's a Machokas Rashi Ramban. Rashi thinks the Mataya Atir Lecha is al Davin now, but when do you want the Tzvardeya to go away? The Ramban says that the Rechapshad is, when should I actually Davin? Vayomer Lemachar. And Moshe says, okay, Lemachar, Leman Teda, Ki Ein Kashem Elokeinu. So the entire process is one of Paro become habituated to the idea that Hashem is controlling the world. And there's, I think, a very fascinating connection between Dam and Tzvardeya in this regard, that's really worth noting. We know that, the Ramban makes actually a big point of saying that Dam happened really le'enei Faro, that Paro saw the whole thing. He saw the Or turned to Dam. And the Torah tells us, in very explicit terms, I would say even graphic terms, what Paro's reaction was. Vayifen Paro vayavol beso, v'lo shas libo gam lazos, vayach beruch ha-mitzvayim sivosayor, mayam lishtos, ki lo yachul lishtos, that you have a society that's desperate, they're in dire straits and out of water. Without water, you can't survive. So he locks himself in his house, and he turns away. He's not just turning away from Moshe and Aaron, he's not just turning away from Hashem, but he's turning away from the suffering of his own people. So when Tzvardeya is introduced as a concept, right, Hashem tells to Moshe, Bo Paro v'amarte lav kom Hashem shalach sami v'abduni. Where are they going to go? V'alu, and Rashi's medayik, this exact point. Uva'u beveisecha uvachadar mishkavcha ve'almitasecha. Rashi famously knows beveisecha v'acher kach v'ati avadecha v'yischil be'etzatchila v'yomer lamo v'mena hischila puranos. But there's no doubt that v'alu uva'u beveisecha is a reference back to Paro's reaction after Dam. Vayifen Paro, vayavo el beso, that he thought he could hide out in his own house. And the Torah says, ve'alu uvo beveisecha v'chadar mishkavecha ve'al mitasecha. You will be unable to run, you will be unable to hide. They will come to your innermost sanctum. Beisecha, chadar mishkavecha, mitasecha. Right, so the idea of Paro's reaction being lo shasli bol gamazos, I have some zone of immunity. I'm going to be able to ignore this. Right, vayifen Paro vayavol beisov lo shasli bol gamazos. So the repudiation of that is ve'alu vo beisecha v'chadar mishka v'cha uvemitasecha. Right, really into the innermost space. There's no way, Paro, that you can run, and there's no way that you can hide. Leman teda. Right, the idea of divine sovereignty, that Paro has not yet reconciled himself to this idea. And the Ramban describes Paro's attitude from the moment that he saw the os, or the mofes of the tanin, that is to say of the mateh, that was nepach l'tanin. He describes Paro with two words, the Ramban does. Yorei u'mischazek. He was afraid, but he would sort of strengthen himself. And clearly one of the ways that he strengthened himself by was imagining that God's dominion ends somewhere. There's some outer boundary. There's some point. There's some Rubicon that God is unable to cross, right? So that was the idea after Dam. Vayifen Paro vayavol beso. So he thinks, okay, so, the nation may be in dire straits. Vayachrucham b'tzrem sivosa yomor mayim lishtos kilo yachul lishtos v'meyayor. But I have a zone of immunity. I don't have to reckon with God. And where Tzvardeya picks up is exactly where Dam leaves off in terms of Paro's reaction. Ve'alu uvo beveisecha v'chadar mishkavcha ve'al mitasecha. Paro, there's nowhere for you to go. That is what it means. Aman teda ki ein kashem elokenu. That Hashem penetrates all spaces. Lo yadati es Hashem v'gam es Yisrael lo ashaleach. Right, that even if the entire country, Paro thinks to himself, is in a crisis, is in, DEFCON 1, right, in a state of utter emergency, Paro thinks he has a zone of immunity. Tzvardeya teaches Paro, ve'alu vo ve'vesecha v'chadar mishka v'cha ve'al mitasecha, there can be no running, l'man teda ki ein ka Hashem elokeinu.